Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky church injunction remains intact against Governor Beshear. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, I argued at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals recently issued a ruling regarding the Maryville Baptist Church case in our lawsuit against Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. The Court of Appeals ruled that while the appeal is moot because the church already won a preliminary injunction in the lower court, the church is still protected by that injunction. Mm-hmm. The court also said that its two prior 3-0 decisions granting injunctions pending appeal for the church remain binding precedent. The court also said that if we have any problems from Governor Beshear going back down to the lower court, the doors to this court of appeals remain open, and the same three judges will easily and quickly hear the case. And these are the same three judges that issued the 3-0 decisions in our favor.
You know, that's good news for this church as well as the other churches, isn't it? Because I would imagine he might be chomping at the bit to put his restrictions back on and do those same outrageous things that happened to these church attendees before.
Yeah, he is. And in fact, during the argument at the Court of Appeals and even below, where the governor is arguing that the entire case should be dismissed, even at the lower court, he wants to get the injunction out of there. He's arguing that the injunction was wrongly instituted, wrongly granted by the courts. He's arguing that the church is not entitled to an injunction. He's arguing that everything that the governor has done from the very beginning is permissible and there is no constitutional violation. So we're going back down to the lower court and we're going to find out where this governor ultimately is going. There's no question what he has expressed that he wants to do. He wants to get the lower court to dissolve the injunction so that he can be free to go back and impose additional restrictions. In fact, he recently did impose additional restrictions on restaurants and bars in Kentucky. But he's frustrated because the existing court orders, the two decisions at the Court of Appeals granting us injunctions pending appeal for parking lot service and then for in-person services, and then the injunction at the lower court that grants us the injunction pending appeal for everything, or I should say an injunction, not just one pending appeal, they have banned him. They have prohibited this governor from going back and running roughshod over these churches.
And I recall during this hearing, didn't the judge ask his attorney if he would plan to go back on the restrictions, and the attorney couldn't give him an answer?
That's right. Yeah, that's what he said here. And he said no. He thinks that they're wrong, and he thinks their governor did nothing wrong, and he would like the freedom to be able to go back and do what he needs to do in this pandemic.
Okay, let's talk about what he did do to these church attendees.
Yeah, let's go to that, because this shows you what kind of governor this really is. This governor on Good Friday issued an ultimatum that nobody should attend church on Easter Sunday. He warned that if in fact you do, I'm sending a law enforcement and they will take down your license plates, they will take down your VIN numbers, and you will be issued a notice of mandatory quarantine.
Well, not even an outside, a parking lot service.
Not even an outside parking lot service. So on Easter Sunday, the two Kentucky State Police troopers came to Maryville Baptist Church. And while the people were still in their cars, some of them were there for the parking lot service. They never went inside. This is a fairly large church compared to only a small group of people that were inside, but that wasn't the issue. They saw the people outside for the parking lot service, and they went car to car. While the people were still in their vehicles, they took down the license plate numbers, and they took down the VIN numbers, and then they gave each car a notice in the parking lot that was ultimately a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. Now, this church had set up speakers outside for the parking lot service.
And there were, I think there's a small number of people that were inside, but you're talking about a 700-seat sanctuary.
Right, and they never even opened the door to see what was inside, so that wasn't the issue.
Right.
Literally, these same people could have gone to the liquor store parking lot, the abortion clinic parking lot, the Kmart, Walmart, Supercenter parking lot. They could have jammed the parking lot. They could have turned on the radio if their pastor or if they wanted to listen to some other pastor speak a Easter Sunday morning service through the radio. They could have done that. They could have broadcasted in their cars through their cell phones. And they could have all done that in a parking lot with no problem. In fact, the parking lots we discovered on the same day of Easter, we have photographs and information, they were filled with people. And that includes the liquor stores and the big box centers, the Walmart, Kmart type of stores. They were filled with people as early as 9 a.m. in the morning, like it was Christmas shopping season.
And they didn't get any kind of notices, any kind of warning, nothing like that.
No, nothing like that. And so this was on Sunday. So the news hit Sunday night and Monday that the governor had issued quarantine notices to members of the Maryville Baptist Church. So this was all bogus. The quarantine notice said that they needed to quarantine for 14 days. They couldn't go outside of their county or any other things. That was reaffirmed a little bit later, which I'll share with you.
They had to take their temperature every day at the same time
and
report
that?
Yeah, so
when they came, some of them came to work on Monday or Tuesday. They were asked, don't you attend Maryville Baptist Church? Yes, we do, or I do. And some of them were furloughed or put on layoffs right then, and others were terminated on the spot. Why? Because the media picked up what the governor wanted, and that is these people have been issued an order by the governor to quarantine. Why are they here at work? They would not even ask the question. They never even allowed them to explain. Look, I don't have any symptoms. I didn't get out of my car. I'm just sitting in my car, and this police officer comes at the direction of the governor and gives us a notice of quarantine. So now Thursday comes around, and everybody, including the pastor, that got these notices on their cars, and they did it for every car, whether you're in the car or not. And some of the cars obviously saw these cars being ticketed, so they drove off. They missed their service. What happened is everybody who was in that car, who owned the car, got the notice from the governor, a letter, a written letter from the state health department. And they said you have to be 14 days quarantine, take your temperature every day at the same time, report it to the local county health board.
You couldn't travel outside the county or outside of Kentucky without prior approval.
Right. Can't even go outside your county. Now, some of these people live on the edge of a county.
Unbelievable.
Now, their family may live right across the county border. But in order to go visit them, or even to go anywhere outside of that county, you had to get permission from the governor.
But it was okay to go to Home Depot and get your potted plant.
And also, by the way,
wouldn't get fired for that.
You couldn't use an ambulance without prior permission. So look at this. On a weekend, at night, or any time on the weekend, after hours, something happens with you or something happens with your family. Now you've got this order of quarantine, and it says you cannot take that, you cannot make a 911 call and get an ambulance to come and pick you up. You have to first get permission from the public health department or the governor. Well, you call the public health department or the governor, and guess what? No one answers because it's after hours.
In the meantime, you have an emergency.
And in fact, there was a case just like that in Kentucky, because what happened was it was not our case, but it happened after this. And a young mother and her husband had a young daughter. Mm-hmm. And they went and visited, or they were going to visit a friend, I think a family member.
Yeah.
They wanted to get tested first, just to make sure. And one of them came up positive with COVID. They were asymptomatic. They said, well, you have to quarantine. They said, okay, we'll quarantine. But you have to wear this ankle. You have to agree that you cannot leave the county, you can't take emergency transportation. And they said, well, I can't do that. What happens if something happens to my daughter and I can't take her to an ambulance? And so when they refused, they said, well, definitely quarantine, but we're not going to agree to that provision and a lot of other provisions. They ended up giving them ankle bracelets, including the little girl.
Like prisoners.
This is why elections matter, and it's why we're litigating these cases. Thank God that the injunction is still in place, but the case is far from over. The case is far from over. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel's team, the Maryville Baptist Church, and all the other churches that we represent around the country. These church restrictions are unbelievable. We've never seen anything quite like this before. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.